Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the 43rd edition of Dr. Smith Live. Put together a pretty incredible presentation to bring you up to date on the reality of this pandemic. And hopefully my little screen picture here drives home the message that the human trials are still going on. The people, in this case, are the guinea pigs, kind of reverse roles. So take it to heart, people. Okay, bottom line is we're in for a rough ride. And it's kind of frightening because we're being lied to continuously by our government. Joseph Goebbels always said, if you tell a lie once, it's still a lie. But if you tell a lie 1,000 times, it becomes the truth. And that's unfortunate. So just a little overview. The FDA can only grant emergency use authorization for a pandemic drug or vaccine if there's no safe and effective pre-existing treatment or alternative. Since there are several such alternatives, the FDA is legally required to revoke the emergency authorization of these shots. That's why they've been trashing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and colchicine and these other off-label use of different medications, because they had to fake the fact that there's no available alternative treatments, only the vaccine. Well, it's one of the biggest lies being told today. The inventor of the mRNA vaccine, Dr. Robert Malone, wrote the FDA and specifically warned them about not giving this to human beings because he knew it was dangerous, and they totally disregarded his warning. This is the inventor, and they trashed the guy. They pulled him from the social media. They didn't even list them, I think, in Wikipedia as the inventor of the mRNA vaccine. This is how despicable these people are. It's just out of control. This is like Nazi Germany, people. You better wake up. So how effective are the COVID shots? While the COVID injections have been characterized as being somewhere around 95% effective against SARS-CoV-2 infection, this is relative risk reduction, which tells you very little about its usefulness. The absolute risk reduction is only around 1% for all currently available COVID shots, 1% effective. You couldn't be in business with 1% profit margin. So relative risk reduction tells you how much the treatment reduced the risk of bad outcomes relative to the control group who did not have the treatment. Absolute risk reduction is the only way to identify the true context of something reported in clinical trials. It's usually a much smaller number than the relative risk reduction, but it helps you to assess the real-world impact of a study finding. The absolute risk reduction is the total reduction in risk that results by choosing a given treatment. So on July 1st, 2021, there was an article that appeared in the Lancet Microbe that calculated the absolute risk reduction for all the injections. And this was based on the manufacturer's own clinical trial data so that they can be compared to the relative risk reduction reported by these companies. So here's some of the findings. The Pfizer BioNTech, relative risk reduction, 95%. Absolute risk reduction, 0.84%. Not good. Moderna, risk reduction, relative risk reduction, 94%. Absolute risk reduction, 1.2%. Now, I just got information today that Japan just suspended 1.6 million doses of Moderna vaccine after reports of contamination. I wonder how that issue is present in the other manufacturers. Gamaleya Sputnik 5, relative risk reduction, 91%, absolute risk reduction, 0.93%. The J&J vaccine, relative risk reduction, 67%, absolute risk reduction, 1.2%. And the AstraZeneca Oxford, relative risk reduction, 67%, absolutely risk reduction, 1.3%. Not a good track record. It's smoke and mirrors. They present the relative risk reduction because it looks more impressive, that it has more value than it really does. So what kind of protection do the COVID shots really provide? Aside from providing insignificant protection in terms of your absolute risk reduction, it's important to realize that they do not provide any immunity. All that they can do is reduce the severity of the symptoms of infection. That's all. According to a German microbiologist, Dr. Sukharit Bhakti, the vaccines showed absolutely zero benefit in the clinical trials. People don't understand that they're being fooled and have been fooled all along. As an example, let's take the Pfizer trials. 20 healthy people were vaccinated and another 20,000 people were not vaccinated. So over a 12-week period, the researchers observed how many cases they found in the vaccinated group and how many cases they found in the non-vaccinated. What they found was less than 1% of the vaccinated group got COVID-19 and less than 1% of the non-vaccinated group also got COVID-19. So there's no benefit to taking this jab. The difference was 0.8% to 0.1%, which is nothing, considering the fact that we're not even looking at severe cases. They were looking at people with a positive PCR test, which, as we all now know, is worthless, plus one symptom, which could be either a cough or fever. So evidence of increased infection risk after injection. Presently, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention claims some 95% of SARS-CoV-2 infections resulting in hospitalization are occurring among the unvaccinated. This, too, is a statistical fiction, as they're using data from January through June 2021, when most of the American public were unvaccinated. According to Dr. Bhakti, it's all manipulated. When the people are told the truth, unfortunately, they just turn around and say, that's not the truth. Well, that's the old playbook for the Marxists. Looking at a more recent data, we're finding that the majority of severe cases and hospitalizations are actually occurring among those that receive the COVID jab. Natural immunity versus vaccine-induced immunity. Natural immunity is far superior to vaccine-induced immunity. One of the most egregious nullifications of medical scientific truth is the claim that COVID vaccination confers superior protection compared to natural immunity you get after you've been exposed to the virus and you recover. You tell a big enough lie long enough, people will start to believe it. The reality is that natural immunity is infinitely more superior to the vaccine-induced protection you get from these shots, which is both narrow and temporary. Our own Surgeon General is lying to the public by telling them that natural immunity doesn't work. Even the FDA is saying that there's no natural immunity. This is just not so, people. You really have to stop watching the ABC News because you're getting a false narrative pretty much across the board on all the news that's being presented. The COVID shot produces antibodies against just one of the viral proteins, the spike protein, whereas natural immunity produces antibodies against all parts of the virus, plus memory T cells. How the COVID shot causes damage. When the gene therapy COVID shots are administered, the spike proteins disseminate throughout the entire body and inundate every organ. The spike protein causes a cytokine storm, which is uncontrolled inflammation, which damages your organs. In addition, the graphene oxide that is present in all inoculations triggers all blood clotting. You can assess the degree of clotting taking place in your body by getting, what they call a D-dimer, D-I-M-E-R, blood test, which assesses the microclotting that's occurring in your body. What's even more frightening is that the cotton swabs that they're using for the PCR test are produced in China. They not only have graphene oxide in the cotton swab tip, but they have ethylene oxide, which is a known carcinogen. So they're jamming these things up your nose, close to your brain, putting in graphene oxide, which causes blood clots, and ethylene oxide, which causes cancer. This is even before you get the jab. So according to a noted PhD virologist and epidemiologist, Sean Brooks, the first jab, will suppress your immune system by 15%. The second jab will suppress it by 35%, and the booster will kill you. When your body is in a cytokine storm, it will not be able to handle the Delta variant or any other virus that is presented to your body. So the key here is that you're setting up yourself for autoimmune problems, the more inflammation you create in your body. And that's what the graphene oxide is doing. And that's what the spike protein, which then rears its ugly little tail through your blood vessel wall and is being attacked by your own immune system, causing the clotting. So how vaccine-induced antibodies can cause harm? 1 to 2 weeks after the first jab, you start making antibodies in large amounts. When the second jab is done and the spike proteins start to project through the walls of your blood vessels into your bloodstream, it's not only met by the killer lymphocytes, part of your white blood cell defense mechanism, but now the antibodies are also there, and the antibodies activate the complement system, which then gangs up on this spike protein. The first cascade system is the clotting system. Turn it on and the blood will clot. If you turn on the complement system with the antibodies that bind your blood vessel wall, then this complement system will start creating holes in the blood vessel. It's called bleeding. The COVID injections are in your bloodstream for at least a week, and then they start seeping into any of the organs. And when those cells then start to make the spike protein themselves, then the killer lymphocytes will also seek and destroy them in the organs, creating more damage and subsequent clotting. So systemic inflammation is the basis of pretty much every disease process. What we are witnessing is one of the most fascinating experiments that could lead to massive autoimmune disease. When this happened, God only knows, and what this will lead to, no one knows. We are the laboratory rats. COVID jab may trigger latent viruses and cancer. The COVID jabs can also decimate your lymph nodes, as well as your lymph nodes and they'll be full of lymphocytes and other immune cells. Some of the lymphocytes will die immediately upon contact, causing inflammation. So cells that do not die take up the mRNA and start producing spike protein, which will be recognized as virus producers and get attacked by the complement system. So basically, you're being set up to create your own variants in your body. And so your system is going to be inundated with genetically modified material and variants that the cytokine storm inflamed body won't be able to handle. It's really, really tragic what's going on. So the key points to take away are that chronic inflammation will reduce levels of oxygen, create toxic buildup. And these are the two components that are primary factors in causing cancer. Informed consent is out of the window. Informed consent means that the person to be vaccinated has to be informed about all risks, the risk-benefit ratios, the potential dangers, and what is known as side effects. Informed consent is also virtually impossible, even for adults, as they're only given one side of the story. All side effects and risks are censored virtually everywhere, and discussions about them are banned. The U.S. government is even pushing to criminalize discussion about COVID injection risks. They're taking down any articles on social media that contradict the false narrative that they're putting out. It's really despicable. As Mark Twain says, it's easier to fool someone than to convince them that they've been fooled. So one of the issues that's seriously of importance is, how do we protect ourselves? Recently, I tried to order some ivermectin, and all the normal sources that I use, even the veterinary sources, dried up. My compounding pharmacist even told me that there's a 3-week wait for ivermectin powder. The key in the equation is, I took my innovative Tesla energy card and applied some technology and imprinted a separate card with some powerful nutrients that can be used to protect your body for the cytokine storm. So let me give you a few little side effects or little slides here to explain in detail what I'm talking about. So how to treat exposure to spike protein shedding. When you're working near people or contact socially with people that got the jab, it's very highly probable that you're going to be exposed to the spike protein shedding. So a comprehensive vibrationally infused formula that I developed was designed to quench the cytokine storm. And that's just inflammation that gets out of control. Counteract the spike protein. Boost the immune system. Function as an antiviral, antibacterial, and anti-inflammatory agent. Enhance liver function to more effectively remove toxins from the bloodstream. Neutralize toxic frequencies provided by the vaccine, because there's a lot of other adjuvants, additional components that they put in there, like sometimes aluminum or ethyl mercury, which is thimerosal. So how to treat COVID-19 infection effectively, both physiologically and monetarily. So the COVID Tesla energy card contains cloned frequencies similar to hydroxychloroquine, which is a fantastic drug that quenches the cytokine storm. Ivermectin, which is an anti-parasitic drug, is effective against 21 different viruses. Amla C, which is food-based vitamin C from Indian gooseberry, which is anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-inflammatory. Zinc orotate, which prevents the viral replication. So the hydroxychloroquine helps to acts as a carrier, bringing the zinc into the viral particles. The glutathione is anti-inflammatory and assists the liver to detox the blood of the spike protein. And that's an important component. The glutathione is absolutely essential to deal with the spike proteins. Quercetin, which is a fantastic anti-inflammatory and antioxidant, and works very similarly to hydroxychloroquine. Curcumin, again, a natural anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and again, assists the liver to detox the blood. Another herb and spice that we should add into our diet on a regular basis. So how to treat COVID-19 infection effectively, both physiologically and monetarily. So the D3 helps to boost your immune system. So we have the frequencies of the D3 in the formula. Resveratrol, which is from red wine and Japanese, it's actually from a vegetable source, knotweed, Japanese knotweed that they produce it from. It's a great antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. Zinc orotate, all the minerals are present in mother's milk in the orotate form, so it's more readily absorbed. It prevents viral replication. And the glutathione, anti-inflammatory, assists the liver in detoxing. And we have proprietary frequencies for balancing the body and repairing the DNA. It's basically scalar energy, which stimulates stem cells for repair, neutralizes the toxic frequencies of chemicals, viruses, bacteria, and it helps to repair the DNA. So it's designed to increase gain of immune system function. Fauci never supported my research, so I can't have any claim to his funds. So directions for prevention. Place a glass of water with 2 to 4 ounces of spring water over the magnetic strip for 2 minutes, then drink it. For prevention, take it once a week. I can tell you firsthand that I drank a glass of Thai tea last night at dinner time, and I imprinted it with the frequencies of the COVID energy card. And I woke up this morning, my head was crystal clear, like I took Windex to clean my eyeballs. My head was so clear, I couldn't believe it. These are very powerful antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, and the energy patterns from the scalar and the other proprietary frequencies help heal the body. The energized water will rapidly diffuse throughout the entire body, providing the vibrational frequencies to support your immune system. So again, it's designed to increase gain of immune system function. Directions for infections. If you happen to be COVID infected or influenza B infected or SARS-CoV-2 infected, again, place a glass of water with 4 to 6 ounces of spring water over the magnetic strip for 2 minutes. Then drink, take it 4 times a week. That's to keep your immune system at a very high level. Again, the energized water will rapidly diffuse throughout your entire body, providing the vibrational frequencies to enhance your immune system. I use this technology on a regular basis in my practice, and it works, people. Absolutely works. So basically, the COVID formula, it's one of our innovative technologies that Tesla Energy, my company, developed. And I believe that this is going to usher in a whole new revolution in healing. Unfortunately, the FDA is going to be pulling off more and more nutrients that are effective against COVID and other viral infections. So the card will function for 1 year. It's provided and protected in an RF blocking sleeve, so you don't have to worry about surrounding cell phone towers and EMFs or cell phones. It's available at TeslaEnergy-Tech.com. And the cost is 14 cents a day. It's $49.95, but when you amortize it over 365 days, it's 14 cents a day. Okay. So that's my presentation for the day. And if we have any questions, Jared, that our audience is going to provide, we just introduced vaccine passports in British Columbia. In Canada, no one's allowed indoors unless you've taken the big pharma concoction. They have one. Well, unfortunately, there's got to be workarounds. You just have to be creative. But there's answers. You know, basically, I have my own little passport, and we had to go into my lady friend and I had to go to a restaurant that required the shot card, and we flashed it, and they let us in. Be creative. What would you tell a cancer person who is now thinking about the vaccine because they heard that the FDA passed the vaccine? I would tell them that if you want to ascend to the heavens faster, take the jab. I mean, just think about it. As I've said in the past, cancer is not a disease. It's an adaptation of low oxygen and toxicity. You put the concoction into your body, you're going to become more toxic. You're going to increase the inflammatory process. Your immune system is going to be depressed. The first jab lowers it 15%. The second jab lowers it 35%. How the hell are you going to beat cancer when you're throwing rocks to someone who's in quicksand? And, you know, as an old friend of mine's father once said, there's no medicine for dumbness. If people don't, they spend more time preparing for a surprise party for their spouse than preparing for their health of their own body. The key in the equation when you put toxic chemicals into your body and you're already at a deficit with cancer, your demise is almost guaranteed 100%. So do you have any other questions here? Did I answer everyone's questions? They're putting the pressure on because people are waking up. The fact that you can't find ivermectin and even the veterinary sources shows that people are taking to the truth and they've had it. So, you know, town meetings, school meetings, people are ranting and raving and putting the pressure on them. How dangerous do you think stomach acid lowering drugs like Prevacid are? I will also be looking into the test energy card. Well, anytime you diminish hydrochloric acid, guess what? It can't digest your protein. When the protein putrefies, you're adding the level of toxicity to your intestines. And remember, 60 to 80% of your immune system is your intestines. These inhibitors are really dangerous. The key in the equation, you have to enhance your digestion with plant-based enzymes. They've been around since the 30s. So you just have to do your homework. Do searches. My website, icnr.com, has incredible volume of literature that is free. So what can we do to reverse the effect of the vaccine? Well, in our past, Jennifer, in our past Thursday night meetings, we have a library, ghsdoc.live, and we discuss these things. So just to give you a little overview, glutathione is absolutely important to help deal with the spike protein. Quercetin, absolutely essential to help quash the cytokine storm. Even taking ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, along with vitamin D3, calcium, or minerals, basically, vitamin C, vitamin D3, and zinc are all very, very beneficial. I mean, I take a load of and resveratrol. I take a lot of antioxidants on a daily basis because some of my patients have gotten the jab. And the key in the equation, I got to protect myself. If I don't, then I'm going to be in deep trouble. The key is you need to boost your immune system. And the remedies that I recommended are tried and true. I've treated some COVID patients and they recovered in 9 to 10 days. And you're going to have lifelong immunity. And putting these poisons in, first of all, 80% of the pregnant women that got the jab aborted in the first trimester. I mean, if that doesn't drive home the significance of the toxicity of this jab, nothing will. And it's going to sterilize all the females because what they're found in research is that the spike protein concentrates in the ovaries. So you're going to also introduce HIV. And in Australia, they've documented that the people that got the jab showed positive for HIV. So you won't be able to give blood. You won't be able to breastfeed the baby. It's a horror show. They're going to wipe out a generation here. I'm telling you, people, it's going to take 35 to 40 years to reverse all this craziness if we get, you know, Trump back into position as president. They've destroyed the economy, destroyed the millennials, their mindset, destroyed what reality is all about. Anyway, does staying home never get our decrease in your... Absolutely. Staying home and not having interaction with other people is going to decrease your immune system. You have to be amongst people. They've already reached herd immunity and they're just creating by falsifying the numbers and keep the fear going with the Delta virus and every other ABC virus that you'll see for the next 2020 to 2023 to 2025, you're going to see nothing but more and more viruses. And I guarantee you, they're all patented. Anything patented is man-made. So they're bioweapons. They should be strung up by their toes like Mussolini, because they're bioweapons. And the narrative that it escaped out of a lab in Wuhan is just false. It was a bioweapon, and I believe sprayed in the chemtrails. They're making it seem that the FDA approved it, but I heard they just approved the clinical trial. Well, they're trying to dispel the fears of the public by saying it's approved. They have no long-range safety studies. It's a scam. I can guarantee that someone got paid probably $1 billion to get it approved. That's how criminal these people are, because they're making billions and maybe even $1 trillion from the sale of all these vaccines. One interesting point that was made by Charlie Ward, he said, if a vaccine dose was made every second of every day for 24/7 without stop, they could not, it would take 65 years to produce the number of vials that they say they have given to the worldwide. It's a scam. It's totally a scam. Sandy, I bought the homeopathic detox from you for my dad, who took just one vax. I am with him all the time. Should I be taking this spray once? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, he's going to have the spike protein. And, you know, the key is your probability of getting it is going to be high. So, and it can't hurt you. So that's the positive side. And boosting your immune system is going to prepare you for what's coming down the pike. Because I guarantee you, the deep state is not going to stop with just the Delta variant. And the other unfortunate thing is the weakening of the immune system is creating your own variants in your body, and it's going to self-destruct. So that, Teresa, aloha from Maui. I was in Maui many years ago. Wonderful place, loved it. How do you think we as a society are honestly going to be able to stop this tyranny politically? Well, in America, we have guns. And the people are starting to get really irritated and pissed off about what's going on. I mean, be honest with you, I go into a restaurant. We went into a restaurant on Wednesday. You know, they had a sign on the door, wear a mask. You know, I didn't put the mask on when I walked in, and I didn't put it on when I walked out. You have to start pushing back. I mean, one of my patients was disqualified from being in a group because she refused to wear a mask. I said, God bless you. You just got to voice your opinion. Like when I went to the bank, the woman says, how you doing? I said, I'm doing great. I never thought I'd be living under a communist regime in my lifetime. You got to start planting seeds and getting people to think what the hell's going on. You know, they're not hearing this type of conversation from their CNN news and Fox News and ABC and CBS. Do you know how deep this stuff runs? So curious to hear your answer. The tyranny goes to the highest levels of the land, the Supreme Courts, the judges, FBI, CIA, Health Canada. They're all corrupt. I mean, Kevin Trudeau is like one of the biggest communists ever, you know, in charge of Canada. It goes so deep. I'm telling you, that's why things are taking so long to turn around in this country, because the typical judicial system is corrupt. You had, you know, Bill Barr saying, I saw no election fraud. Well, he never looked at any of the evidence. So that makes sense. You don't look at the evidence, you're not going to see anything. They kept Hunter Biden's laptop for well over a year. Nothing happened. You know, Seth Rich was murdered. They have all the evidence. Nothing's happening. You know, the people that rioted in January 6th at the Capitol, they got off. The innocent bystanders are thrown in jail in solitary confinement for 8-9 months. And the crazy judge, he keeps delaying their court dates. This is how corrupt it is. It's to the highest level, Supreme Court, all the way down to the local. And unless the people rise up physically, you look at Europe and France, you know, the riots, the people that are getting out there. That's what the Second Amendment in our Constitution was all about. You got tyranny, that's what the guns are for. I know it sounds a little radical, but screw them. That's the only way that things are going to turn around, unfortunately, because they're pushing the envelope on a daily basis to take your rights away. They totally disregard the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and even the international law with the, what you'll call the Nuremberg Codes. They don't care. So unfortunately, we're living in a very, very corrupt society, and you have to push back in your own little way. That's one of the reasons why I do these Thursday night blogs, just to educate people on how to protect yourself, because there's going to be a few people left that are going to have their health and have their marbles. So, sorry to give you the bad news. Hawaii reports 58% back statewide. Not one island is 50%. The report showing all states percentage. Hawaii is 83.7%. None of their numbers are consistent. Well, someone said very cutely that bikinis are like statistics. The thing they reveal are interesting, but the things they hide are vital. People, they can manipulate numbers any which way. And the deep state controls the communications. So they can put out whatever they do. And you know, with the presidential election, they give you the false narratives to try to sway the people's votes. Cheating has been going on for a long, long time. It just recently has been caught and brought to the attention of the public. But slowly but surely, things are going to change. What's the true percentage of people who took the experimental? I don't know what the true number is, but I don't think it's anywhere near what they're professing it to be. You know, maybe it's 45% as a guesstimate. But, you know, unfortunately, these people are going to pay the consequences for their ignorance. Is Donald Trump someone that might help us out? I really got disenchanted with Donald when he appeared in the Alabama rally, and he was professing, I took the jab. I recommend everybody take it. I think someone had a gun to his head. I really do. And just to bolster that statement up, when he came into power in 2016, he met with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And they were going to initiate an investigation into the safety of the vaccines. Well, all of a sudden, Pfizer gave him $1 million contribution for his inauguration party. And then two Pfizer lobbyists became part of his cabinet. And that was the end of the investigation with the vaccines. So I think, unfortunately, he sold his soul to a certain extent. And, you know, every time I get a request for donations, Republican Party, I said, when you get rid of the rhinos and Trump starts to back off from pushing the vaccines, I'll seriously consider contributing to your game plan. So, Sandy, I think you had a question there. Let's see. Donald Trump will help the people. Yeah, basically, it's in our hands. You have to rise up. I mean, my secretary has gotten very proactive politically. You know, sending letters to the military. I have a friend, an acquaintance, and he's an ex-Navy SEAL, and he said 75% of the military is not vaccinated, and they won't get vaccinated because they know the dangers of this stuff. You know, they're trying to destroy the military. They're trying to destroy the fabric of capitalism, freedoms. And that's what happened in the early 1930s in Germany. They slowly started to take your freedoms away. Then they started to suppress, you know, the newspapers, your social media. You know, if you put a frog in cold water, it'll stay there until you cook it. If you drop it into hot water, it'll jump right the hell out. So that's what they're doing to the people. They're turning up the flame slowly So you're getting cooked. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that didn't analyze what was going on with the Democratic Party and their agenda of socialism and communism. And, you know, they're not bashful that Black Lives Matter. They told you that they're Marxists and they want to destroy the country. And all the Democratic governors that are allowing their cities to get destroyed. I mean, that's telling you something. They're getting paid off. So do you think we can defeat the tyranny? Not in the court system, no. No. The bottom line is it has to be done through military tribunals, because in the court systems, everything drags out for months and years. In a military tribunal, your hearing is 1 to 2 days. That's it. Because they have all the evidence of your treasonous acts, you know, documented. So you're going to get swift justice, and you can't buy off the military personnel in a tribunal. You can, but the chances are next to nil. So that's my personal opinion. Let's see. Anybody else? Again, if anybody has any topics that they'd like to have presented, just send me an email at ghsdoc@icnr.com, and be happy to do the research on it and put something together for you. I'm trying to bring you the most pertinent and up-to-date information I get my hands on. And all I can tell you is that I'm using frequencies more and more in my practice to treat my patients. I'm actually taking my eyeglasses on patients and myself and imprinting them with scalar energy. And it magnifies your energy within your body through your optic nerve, your brain, your spinal cord. And it just strengthens you because it helps to protect you from Wi-Fi and other EMFs. It's pretty amazing technology, and it's simple. So anyway, I had fun, people. Hopefully you got enlightened. And so next week we'll come up with a good topic. I think for the 4th of July or Labor Day weekend or that week, I'm going to be taking off. So anyway, have fun. Don't trust the government. Get proactive and stay healthy. God bless you.